Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, what's up, guys? Alex Pardo here from the Flip Empire Show. So we had a lead that came in from our website. And, you know, one tip I want to share with you guys is whenever leads come in from any type of online marketing, you want to get to those leads as quickly as possible. That's a general rule of thumb for any type of marketing. The quicker you can get in contact with them, the better. There's even a stat or a graph out there that shows that with like every minute that passes, or every like couple of minutes that passes, your percentage significantly drops of being able to connect with that person and convert them into a sale or into a deal or whatever the case might be. So, I have an appointment scheduled on the phone with somebody and, with a seller again, who came in from online leads. So I'm going to go ahead and call him live so you guys can hear it. And keep in mind, admittedly, I have not been on the front lines talking to sellers, meeting with sellers. It's been quite a long time. But sometimes you got to roll up your sleeves and jump in with your team, jump in the trenches, help out, and do what you got to do. So that is exactly what I'm doing at this moment. So let me put him on speaker.
Hey, Alex, just a few more seconds, please.
Sure, no problem.
All right, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you, Carlos? How's everything?
Everything's fine, man. What about you?
Good, good. I mean, considering the situation, you know, you just got to stay positive and you got to keep moving forward, right? So,
I agree.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can't think about the whole thing, just keep going.
Yeah, I've completely unplugged from the news, and you just got to, you know, you just got to be grateful for the things that we have, and, you know, we'll get past this, I'm sure.
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. So listen, do you have maybe about 10 minutes or so? Cause typically the way this works is, I'd like to ask you a few questions about your property and about your situation. And then what that will allow me to do is to see if I can come up with an offer that would make sense for you. And if for whatever reason, you know, you like the offer, fantastic. You know, I can tell you what the next steps would look like. And if, and also at the same time, if you don't like the offer, whatever the case might be, it's perfectly okay. You know, just consider me a resource, however, you know, however you can. So
I appreciate the transparency. Yeah, let's do it.
So look, I'm pretty familiar with the area. We've bought some properties there. But obviously I haven't seen your house. Can you kind of, you know, imagine I was at the front door and you were about to kind of, allow me to come in and you were going to show me a tour. What would I see?
So, as a matter of fact, I think that, do you have a, you definitely have a computer in front of you, I imagine. Because, the last time that I went on Zillow, or Realtor, I think it's Realtor, they were still showing the pictures of when I put, the last time that we put that for rent. So if you type the address, and I am at Realtor now, when I'm third.
Okay. Actually, yeah, I happen to be in front of a computer, so... yeah, it looks like a beautiful house, 2-story house. Looks like it appears to be on a lake.
Yeah. So if you go to Realtor, they have 36 pictures, so you can see the house actually.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Okay. Got it. Yeah. You have nice hardwood floors. Love your kitchen.
So the current, tenant has actually put, hardwood floor in the whole house, including the stairway and the second floor.
Wow. Yeah, it's beautiful. So the tenant, out of their pocket, they're the ones that put the hardwood floors?
Yeah, I know. They're crazy. I'm going to pay for that. It looks like that the guy works with it. So.
Yeah, well, good for you, right? I mean, it looks really nice.
Yep. So the house it's been 2 years since I moved, and I'm going to be transparent with you as well. Mm-hmm. I haven't been back for the past 2 years. We're living in Maryland now.
Okay.
We have the realtor that helped us to rent the house at that time. It was less than a year ago because the tenant, the contract will expire in the next 3 months. So, anyways, the last time that I had someone that I trust in the house told me that the house looks great. That there's nothing like nothing that is like, oh, this is bad or this is damaged. The house is pretty much in very good shape the way it was when we bought it 4 years ago. We did a couple of improvements on the house. Let me see if I can. Are you at the realtor website?
I am, yes. I'm looking at some of the pictures on there.
So if you go on picture number 25, you see that some sort of like brick deck. That thing, we made it bigger because originally the other houses, they have that brick part way smaller. So we kind of did that around the house to make it easier to enjoy that outdoor space.
I love it. So, I love it.
Yeah. So that was something that we did. It's in front of the lake and everything else is like, so the community, which is it's a good thing now, but it pisses us off. Every other year, they ask us to clean the patio, to like power wash the patio and the roof, and they are very strict with the paint of the house. So uh-huh. We recently painted the house externally. So the house is in very good shape, I would say. And if there is anything different than that, I would be willing to, of course, fix that before selling.
Got it. No, and I appreciate you giving me all that information. I mean, it looks like a beautiful property. I love the neighborhood. What's your favorite part? Like, what made you buy here 4 years ago?
Oh, man, it's so you're in Miami, right? When I moved to Miami, I was coming from a city that it's pretty much similar to where I live now. Lots of hills, ups and downs, not as open space as you had in Miami. And these community, it pretty much reflects everything that I just told you, summarizes everything that I just told you. Like, it's very open, it's safe, you can ride your bicycle around. So yeah. And I love the house because something different than the other properties as well. If you look picture number one, you're gonna see that there is a big space in between the house and the house next to it. Mm-hmm. If you look at the picture number one and number two on the right side, you have that fancy, which is also like really makes it like separated from the other house.
I see.
So this is and it's close to the swimming pool. You're like you can walk literally 45 seconds because I kind of stopwatch that 45 seconds you are in the community pool, which is huge. So I really like the house. I just want to sell it because, you know, we live in Maryland now and we don't have any perspective of going back to Miami because my work has me to be here. So it's one more headache to take care of, which it's not worth now.
It's one more headache. What do you mean by that exactly?
Oh, every other year when a tenant moves out, I need to deal with a realtor and I haven't been that lucky renting the house. The lucky as far as like dealing with the realtor that is helping us. I trust her, but it's always a time consuming task. I don't want to do that anymore.
I see. And how many times have you rented the property since you moved to Maryland?
Two. This is the second tenant. The first one, it's going to make 2 years and a half, almost 3 years that I'm here. The first tenant stayed for around 18 months. And then the second one will complete a year in the next 2 or 3 months.
Okay. So it sounds like you're kind of just over being a landlord and it's just too time consuming, especially with you being out there in Maryland. Okay.
If I was probably living in the neighborhood, probably would be easier because, you know, the type of things like, oh, we need to power wash the patio.
Sure.
I can take my equipment and do that myself if I was there. But like, I'm not. So the tenant calls me and say, Carlos, the quote is $300. I say, oh, fuck, I can do that for on a Saturday morning.
I hear you. Yeah, it's a pain in the butt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look at this. Obviously, you've done a great job with this house. I can tell, you know, how much work and love you put into it. Aside from being a landlord and you know, some of the inconveniences with the HOA, is there any other reason that prompted you to consider selling the property?
No, that's pretty much it. I mean, I love the house. Honestly, I wish I could work remotely as I'm doing now for my office here in Maryland the whole year. So I would be able to move back to Miami. So I envy you. That's right, Miami.
Okay. Why? So is it cold out there in Maryland right now?
the weather is good, man. The weather is not a big deal. If I had to pick the weather, I would probably take this weather to Miami with me because it's awesome having four different seasons.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, in Miami, you don't get the change of seasons. You don't see the colors on the trees. It's hot and humid, and you know it is what it is.
Correct. It's not an outside of Miami. Although it's good to have the warm weather, but I would prefer this weather. But to your point, no, it's not that cold right now. It's around 55, which is warm, actually.
Okay. Let me ask you, from a timeline perspective, were you hoping to sell this property like within the next 30, 60, 90 days?
I would like to sell it before the contract with these, not before, but right when the contract expires, which is in the next 3 months or 2 months, 120 days, something, not 120, less than that, because I think it's June, so it's April, May, June, yeah, so we have pretty much 90 days. I would like to be able to sell the house right after the contract expires, because I can do that before and do that after. It would mean that I would need to maintain the house without a tenant there, and that is pretty much like lose money.
Okay, I understand. So just to recap, you signed an agreement with a realtor who is either trying to rent and or sell the property, but that agreement expires in about 90 days.
Well, this is new for me, so maybe for you it's something easier to understand. The way it happened is that I signed a contract with this realtor to rent the house a year ago. By a year ago, I mean 9 months.
Okay.
So if I correctly understand the way that things work in the U.S. and in Miami, when that expires, I don't have any business anymore with that realtor.
Correct.
Nor the tenants, so I can ask the house back. And I can tell it's 21 that I want.
Correct. That's correct.
Yeah.
That's right. How long have you been thinking about selling the property?
2-3 months. Because we were like reviewing our perspective here, and things are doing good in my job. So we were like, well, should we keep the house or not? So that was a decision that is not something that we've been thinking for a while now. So.
Okay. Understand. Once you sell the property, what's kind of the game plan moving forward for you and your family? Once you sell the property.
So we just moved to a new house here in Maryland, in Towson. Honestly, I don't have any plans because we just moved to a new house, which we are renting. I still have to honor 12 more months or 10 more months, whatever it is.
Okay.
So I don't have any short-term plans to use the money to like put a down payment on another house. I probably will be thinking about that in the next months or years.
Okay, got it. And yeah, I mean, part of the reason, Carlos, that I'm asking you some of these questions is just to kind of help you think through the process. Look, honestly, I don't even know if I would be the best buyer for you and offer you the most amount of money. If what you're looking to do is get the most amount of money out of the property, listing it with a really good realtor might be the best approach for you. But, you know, to just kind of asking you some questions to kind of help you think through the process to ultimately determine if we can come up with an offer for you that would make sense. Let me ask you this. If you sold the property to me or to anybody else, would there be a concern or a worry about anything with the process, or is there anything that's kind of on your mind? Because honestly, the price is usually kind of the easy thing that we can work out with sellers. So putting that aside, is there anything else that would concern you about the process?
So you were asking something that I don't know what I don't know. So
okay.
I don't know what should I be concerned with. In my mind, it's a very transparent process.
Yes.
Once we agreed on a number, we're gonna have the title company. If I know that's how it works, someone is gonna intermediate the process and pretty much that's it. So maybe I'm missing something. That's why I said that I don't know what I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But in my mind, it should be a very simple process. Not that easy in terms of like it's a kind of not long, but it's not short process. But I don't see any kind of hiccups or any obstacle, nothing that worries me.
Perfect. And no, the only reason I ask is because sometimes homeowners have never really been through the process of selling a house. And that's one of the things that we really pride ourselves in is making it extremely simple and very, like you said, very transparent. I truly believe in just you know, being very upfront with people. And like I said, if we can come up with an offer that works for you, fantastic. We'll kind of discuss what the next steps look like. And if we can't, then obviously that's okay as well, you know, not a big deal.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, if we're able to come up with an offer that works for you, and we decided to move forward, is there anybody else, maybe a family member or just anybody that would not be on board with the decision to move forward?
No, it's just me and my wife. The house is on my name and my wife's, mm-hmm. and we are very aligned on this decision to sell. I mean, I told you that it's something that we didn't think about it like more than 3 months ago. So, but we agreed that if we want to move forward, if we both agree on the value, that is nothing else that is gonna block us of moving forward.
Okay. Perfect. Let me ask you just a few more things, Carlos. Have you considered? Because look, obviously, I'm not your only option. Granted, with everything going on with the coronavirus and COVID-19, you know, the market kind of seems to be changing by the day. So nobody really knows what that looks like and what the future holds for us. But have you considered, you know, maybe just relisting it with the same realtor in 3 months if you don't have it sold? Or what are some of the things that you've considered or some of the options that you might have?
So my second option would be to rent the house again.
Okay.
To put up for rent and probably to leave it with the same tenant because based on some conversation that I had with him, I never approached him saying that I need to sell it now, but I based on what I understand the way that he sees the house and also because he has put new wood floor, etc. So I imagine that he probably would be staying in the house if I don't ask it back.
Okay.
So the second plan would be if I don't find a buyer somehow in the next months, I will probably just like instead of going to the trouble of like putting that for rent again with another one or running the risk of having the house open to sell for months and having to pay the mortgage, etc. I probably would, the easiest decision is just, yeah, you can keep going month by month and that's it.
Okay, understood. So it sounds like if you didn't sell it for whatever reason, and I'm sure you will, but if you didn't sell it and you could rent it back to the seller, then it probably, that would be okay. It wouldn't be such a big deal if you had to rent it back to the same tenant?
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
We would like to get rid of these between months headache, but it's not something like, oh my gosh, I can't sleep at night.
Right, of course. Yeah, it doesn't sound like obviously you're in a position where like you need to sell it or have to sell it. But if you could, it you know, it sounds like it would avoid some landlord headaches and maybe dealing with the HOA. It would be nice to not have to deal with them, right?
Oh, yeah, man. HOA and that specifically the realtor. Oh, my gosh. I would love to have that miles away.
I hear you. Especially here in South Florida, the HOAs can be very difficult to deal with, right?
Well, the HOA is actually these days my least concern. I mean, of course, I have to pay that, but the monthly rent pays the HOA. So that's my least like pain these days because
Okay. Whatever
happens there, like oh, I need to paint the house. Well, I got it. Yeah, they bother me when they ask those type of things. But you know, those type of stupid rules. You can't park your car on the wrong direction, or your car cannot be on the curb. After those things, don't bother me anymore because I'm not there. So.
Right. I understand. And speaking of the HOA, I'm not sure if I asked you. Forgive me. How much is How much is the monthly HOA fee?
It's we pay by the quarter.
Okay.
And it's $1,250.
Okay.
Something around that. Not much more. Not less than that.
Okay, so it's roughly a little bit more than $400 a month.
No, it's actually less. Yeah, it's around $260 a month.
Oh, did you say it was $1,200 per quarter?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Hold on. Let me. You're right. It's around $400. My apologies.
Okay. No worries at all. Okay. I just wanted to, because obviously, you know, that's something that we would need to know, but not a big deal. We buy properties with HOAs all the time, so we're pretty familiar with the process and all that. So look, like you mentioned, I mean, this is a very simple, transparent process. Part of the reason I'm asking you some of these questions is to try to come up with an offer that would make sense for you. Have you discussed with your wife, Carlos, what you think you might need to get for the property? Like, I don't know if you know what properties are selling for in the area.
So it's this space, it's very easy. You don't need to be a professional to get a realtor or other websites, and you know how much your property and other properties around are being sold for and have been sold and how much they're asking. So yeah, I have a very good idea of how much the house worth these days.
Okay, got it. And have you discussed with your wife, kind of curious ballpark, what you think you might need for the property?
Yeah, we have a range that would be acceptable.
Okay, got it. And is that range kind of like in the 200 to 300 range? Is it in the 300 to 400 range?
Oh, it's definitely between the 300 and 400 range because the properties around there are being sold around between $375 all the way to $400,000 in the houses.
Okay.
And my house is, although it's not the biggest one, it has the biggest, what's the name in English? It has the biggest area, right? Mm-hmm. It has almost 5,000 square feet. And the other houses around there are all 2,900 or sometimes 3,500 square mm-hmm. feet. So this has a big lot, which makes it more comfortable because you are away from the second house. I'm not expecting that to make the house worth 20% more. Don't think that I'm that naive. I'm just saying that there's some things that makes this house more appealing than a very similar house in the same street.
Yeah, no, honestly, Carter, I'm looking at the pictures. It's a beautiful house. It looks like it's a phenomenal property for somebody who probably a family that wants to live there. So yeah, no, it seems like a beautiful property. So we've purchased property in that area. It sounds to me like you might be better off. I don't know if your realtor is going to be able to find you a buyer, but it sounds like you're probably better off going with the realtor if the goal is, you know, obviously to get as much money from the property as possible. And honestly, if I was in your shoes, I'd probably, you know, want as much for my property as well. So I just don't know that I would be able to, you know, again, to be very upfront, I don't think I would be the buyer. I can pay cash and I can take care of all the closing costs and pretty much close on your timeline. But I wouldn't be the one that can get you the most money from the property because quite honestly, I'm not going to live there. Typically, we buy properties that need repairs and that, you know, we do some work and we resell them. And then other times we work with some partners and we sell the properties as well. Sometimes we keep them as rentals. It really just depends on the property.
Got it. So like you said, and I really like your approach, and that's why I can't answer your questions because I don't do that often. But I like your approach when you said that you could work number and no hard feelings if that mm-hmm. doesn't move forward. So I would still be interested if you can come up with an offer. It doesn't need to be now. Just throw me an email or give me a call tomorrow or whenever it happens. And again, no hard feelings. I appreciate your transparency and let's see what you've got.
Perfect. I really appreciate that. Carlos, I don't know that I asked you this. I definitely want to get your email and we'll wrap this up in a minute or two here. Do you mind if I ask how much the property is rented for at this moment?
No, not at all. $2,600.
Okay, $2,600. And then you mentioned that is there a mortgage on the property right now or?
Yes.
Okay, got it. With the HOA, do you have some cash flow? Are you breaking even or are you coming out of pocket a little bit?
With the HOA and the mortgage versus the rental, it's break even almost to the decimals.
Okay, understood. And the reason I ask is because, you know, sometimes we're able to craft an offer where we can pay closer to retail value if the seller is willing to, you know, to essentially carry some financing or take their you know, take the purchase price over time and essentially, you know, be the bank, right? We have done that in the past, but some sellers obviously just, you know, that's not their situation. So that's the only reason I ask about the mortgage payments and how much it's rented for to see if there's anything that we can come up with from that perspective.
Understand, not a problem.
Okay, beautiful. So I have your information and this is your mobile number, right? The 954, the number that I called?
Yeah.
Fantastic. So here's what I'll do, Carlos. Here are kind of the next steps. Let me get together with my partner, Elizabeth. I'm going to go ahead and run some numbers. Let me see what I can do from a cash offer standpoint. And then what I'll do is we'll shoot you an email. Give me until end of day tomorrow. I'll send you an email as quickly as possible. And then, you know, like I said, even if it doesn't make sense for you, just consider me a resource if we can help, especially since you're out there in Maryland. Anything that we might be able to do for you, whether we can buy the property or not, you know, feel free to reach out.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much for that. Okay. I will remember that. And thanks for your kindness. I will look forward to your email.
Okay, fantastic, Carlos. Have an amazing day and stay safe.
You too. Good luck for all of us.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, guys. So I just wrapped up that call. As you can tell, I'm a bit rusty. I could have done a better job as far as, you know, the agenda, right? Setting the expectations up front. I did get into time frame. I could have done a better job as far as the diagnostic drill, you know, asking problem questions, impact questions, picture perfect. You can see that I went in to identify potential deal killers as far as, you know, if anybody would be upset if he, you know, decided to sell a property or I kind of, you know, pulled away a bit and I told him, obviously, I'm not his best option, which is the truth. I'm not. And it sounds like he wants retail, but he's open to an offer. And so we're going to get him an offer. What I could have done better, one of the things that's coming to mind now, and again, I'm a bit rusty as far as getting on the phone with sellers and meeting with sellers, but it'll come back. It's like riding a bike, right? One of the things I think I could have done better is price anchored him, you know? Said like, hey, Carlos, you know, like we've, in this neighborhood, you know, we've bought properties between 200 and 300 and just kind of shut up and see what he says, right? I should have done that and I missed that opportunity. But either way, we're going to follow up and we're going to send an offer and we built rapport. And I mean it, even if we can't buy the property, if we can help him in any way, we're here for him. And that call probably went a little longer than it needed to. It was about 25 minutes or so. But you know, if you can build good quality rapport with people, and again, that's probably something I could have done a little bit better job of. We can always do better. We're always sharpening the axe. And for me, it's, I got to jump back on the bike here a little bit. So, but it's fun. You got to have some fun with it and you got to genuinely want to help the person. And that's pretty much it. So I'll keep you posted on how this goes. I'm going to get with my team. We'll come up with an offer, shoot it over to him, follow up and go from there. Have an awesome one. I will talk to you guys soon.
This show is sponsored by Ascend. Our in-house assembly of success-minded people, business owners, and entrepreneurs actively collaborating together to ascend our businesses to new heights while also experiencing truly happier, more fulfilling lives at the same time. We believe it's not an either-or, but you can truly have both and. It's the unique and rare combination of mastermind coaching and community that makes Ascend so special. But it's definitely not for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur who's looking for more than your typical mastermind or coaching, and you think these things can help you accelerate your ascension from where you are today to where you want to go, while living a more meaningful and rewarding life in the process, then you can head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, click the application button, and we'll go from there.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.